T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Last weekend, I had a precursor trip to Bradenton, a sister city of Pittsburgh, because of the Pirates relationship. But over the years, we built a relationship with a gentleman named Elliot Falcioni. And John, as you well know, I was there. Actress Jane Seymour, who came to visit us.
Yeah, she was in studio with us.
Last summer, ended up being down there because they put up a big sculpture, a sculpture of her open hearts.
This is a sculpture she did.
Yes, and she is also an artist, a watercolor painter, and this woman does everything. So they had this big unveiling. They had this weekend that showed her art, and she wants to bring this concept to Pittsburgh. So I had a chance to sit down and talk to her, and I just started by asking her, with her incredible life, what the weekend was like for her.
Wow, I would say it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime extraordinary experiences. First of all, it is the friendliest city, apart from Pittsburgh. To see my sculpture up there in this amazing setting and to see people interact with it and really relate to it was fantastic. To see these young kids step up and talk about what being open-hearted meant to them in their essays was amazing. We had a fantastic art show. I met all these fantastic people. Unbelievable food. I don't think I've ever eaten as much. And then, of course, I got to do my speech. But I think, for me, one of the icings on the cake was my son, for the very first time, went out and did what he does as a singer-songwriter solo, which I've never seen before, because he'd never done it before. He was just in a band. So I was proud mama, because it occurred to me that the songs that he's written and he was performing really spoke to exactly the same theme as his mother, which was inspired by his grandmother, my mom.
Johnny Keach, you're going to remember that name. Trust me when I tell you that, in the near future, in music. But I want people to understand what Open Hearts is all about.
My mother was from Holland. She was in World War II in a Japanese internment camp. And having survived that, ultimately married my father and had 3 girls. She always used to tell me, darling, in life there will be challenges, even though you think there won't, but everyone has challenges. And she wouldn't speak of hers. But she said, the natural instinct will be to close off your heart and keep it to yourself. And if you do that, she said, it'll eat you alive. If you hang on to that stuff, eat you alive. She said, you'll never have a life. She said, the hardest thing in the world to do is to accept. And if you can accept what's happened and open your heart and somehow reach out to someone else and help them, in any way that you can, you will have purpose in your life. And when you have purpose, it will make you feel good about yourself, make you love yourself. And when you can love yourself, other people will love you. It'd be like a beacon. So love comes into your life. So it was, we kind of took it down to, if your heart is open, love will always find its way in. But the real story is what my mother told me. And I've been through a lot of really tough times in my life. I've also had unbelievably bountiful, extraordinary good fortune too. But people always said to me when I went through the tough times, they said, how did you ever get through that? How did you move on? How did you even manage to be able to have a relationship with the person that hurt you so badly? How could you do that? And I just said, well, you know what? I think it's my mother. I think what she told me. And so years and years ago, I was doing some art projects for American Heart Association and Women's Heart Health. And when I painted a heart, I left it open. And I thought, oh gosh, that's what my mother talked about, an open heart. And when I was playing with the image as a painting, I then joined it to another open heart. And that's when the image came up, the double open heart. And it just spoke to me. And I thought, how wonderful would it be if we could inspire people to use an experience they've had to go through to be a learning and helping opportunity for others. Just a helping hand, a way to listen, a way to give advice, a way to just say, it's okay, I've been there.
We're with Jane Seymour. Jane, as you know, since we met you in Pittsburgh, we had this terrible tragedy at the Tree of Life shooting. And I think our city is very receptive to having an open heart, and love is stronger than hate. And right now, those young people that did the essays about what an open heart means to them, I think will really resonate with our people here in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. I was beyond horrified. Part of my family are Jewish, so it meant an enormous amount to me too on that level. But, you know, one of the things, my prayers for the open heart is that it become a universal symbol of giving and receiving love. Nobody is perfect. Nobody has a perfect life. Nobody makes all the right decisions. The open heart should represent how we go through the challenges in life, even our own challenges, whether they're put upon us randomly or we choose them ourselves by making bad choices, but to be able to turn it around and have a full life. And I had a near-death experience many years ago, and I realized, having been resuscitated, that there are only two things you leave in life, and one is the love you've shared, and the other is the difference you've made.
I got to see firsthand that happen this weekend, and it was a tremendous, loving weekend here in Bradenton, and I know you're going to bring that to Pittsburgh, too, and we appreciate you sharing your story, and we encourage everyone to learn more about Open Hearts by going to janeseymour.com. Keep up the great work. What an honor it has been to work with you, meet you, and hear about your experiences. Thank you, Jane.
Oh, thank you. And go to, I'm on Instagram and Facebook, believe it or not, Jane Seymour, both places. The one with the most numbers, I think. But I'd love to hear your open heart stories.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.